You are listening to episode 887. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for being right where you are as you're getting ready to meditate, or maybe you're doing your errands, or you're walking or lying down, getting ready to go to sleep. It's all good. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided with the option to use a mudra technique. You'll be guided in a technique for inner peace. Our weekly focus is all about inner peace, finding a sense of inner peace regardless of what's going on in the world around you, or what's going on in your relationships, or with your health, or with your job. Finding inner peace within yourself always. And you're going to be guided with the wisdom of thought leaders throughout the centuries, and even some who are living today. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And so you get to explore a particular topic in depth as you explore the theme. And you apply different meditation techniques throughout this weekly 7-part series. And you can be guided in a full meditation over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com, where every day I leave a brand new guided meditation for you. And it's a subscription membership site. So you subscribe to the meditations and you get a brand new one every day. And I use the same techniques that I share with you on the podcast. The difference is I guide you through a meditation. We have our own private Facebook group there. I do live trainings and live meditations. You can have the chance to meditate with an accountability partner. That is becoming a fun feature of the Slow Down Nation membership site. Again, you can head over to sipandom.com if you'd like to receive guided meditations. It's 2 weeks free. That's 14 meditations free, and it averages out to about 50 cents for a guided meditation a day. I would love to see you there. Well, settle yourself in and get ready for your meditation or your walk, or however you're listening to these episodes, and you're going to discover the wisdom of Paulo Coelho, who wrote the classic book, The Alchemist. And The Alchemist, many people tell me, is their very favorite book of all time. And I wanted to share this book with you because as we explore inner peace, every Wednesday I always share a lifestyle technique. In every episode I share a lifestyle technique. Well, for Wednesday, it's all about tapping into your passion or your zest for life. Because as you go through your days, maybe feeling stress and overwhelm and distraction, it's pretty easy to lose sight of your passions, what lights you up, what makes you excited about your life in the first place, what fuels your joy. And so for Wednesdays, I like to share a meditation technique that will help you do that. And mudras are one of the best ways to fuel and spark your passion. Mudras are simply a way to position your hands. It's often referred to, in fact, as yoga in your hands. They're simple and easy to do. You may want to take a look at the mudra for this week, and you can do that on my website. Just go to podcasts, and then you'll see this week's Inner Peace series. Click on that and you'll see all the techniques and all the meditations I share with you there. Or you can simply go to my Facebook page, and I always post Wednesday's mudra, the weekly mudra, there for you, so you can find it in two locations. And while you're on the Facebook page at Sip and Ohm, if you send me a message, I will add you to a free private Facebook group of meditators from around the world who listen to these meditations right along with you, doing these same techniques. We share inspiration, you can ask questions, and we always do a weekly challenge. This week's challenge is on inner peace. Now, as I mentioned, you don't have to do the mudra. You can simply just listen to the visualization part of this episode that you can carry into your meditation. Well, I want to read to you a section as you settle yourself in and get ready to meditate. There's a beautiful section of The Alchemist. You might be familiar with this book, and if you are, you'll know it's about a boy who lives in Spain, and he goes on a quest, he goes on a journey, he follows his passion against what people in his surroundings and his environment expect him to do. He decides to take a different path and pursue his passion, and it leads him through many different adventures, but he stays true to what it is he's seeking. He's seeking happiness and the answers to his life. And what he finds out in the end, I won't spoil it for you in case you haven't read the book, but what he finds out basically is that really his passion was the journey. The journey was his life's passion. And so as you consider your inner peace and what your fears may be and what your distractions and overwhelm may stem from, don't lose sight of your passion, because your passion is your journey. And if you're not following your passion, you're not really following your life's purpose or your life's journey. And it's very difficult to experience a deep sense of feeling settled and at peace with yourself. So here is a quote from the book, The Alchemist. "My heart is afraid that it will have to suffer," said the boy. "Tell your heart that the fear of suffering is worse than the suffering itself, and no heart has ever suffered when it goes in search of its dreams," replied the alchemist. So take this to heart. Oftentimes, if you look back in your life, I'm sure you can remember things that you were afraid to try. But when you did try it and go after it, you realized it wasn't that difficult. It wasn't as scary as you thought it was going to be. Even if you failed or made a big mistake, you often look back and realize that that was a lesson, and it aided you in your success. People in their last hour, looking back over their lives, rarely regret what they've done. They most always regret what they never did, what they never tried or pursued. So follow your passion as you go through this week's series. Focus on those qualities that light you up. And as you do so, the mudra technique for this week is very simple to do. It's a mudra of your inner self. You'll hold your hands at your chest. So you'll put them together, your palms, your fingers, and your thumbs are touching as if you're in a prayer position, as if you're holding your hands in a prayer right there at your chest, your heart chakra. And then kind of cup your hands, create a little bit of space there in your palms. So then your palms aren't completely touching, your fingers and thumbs are still touching, but there's a little gap there in your palms, as if you're holding something in the middle of your hands there. And then lift your hands right up to your eyes. And you may want to open your eyes for this. And you'll notice a gap right above your thumb. You could peer into your palms. You'll notice this little gap right above your thumbs. You might want to close one eye and keep the other one open and look in there. This represents you exploring your true inner nature. You at your finest. You can hold this mudra for a few minutes at a time, several times a day, when you want to improve your mood and your outlook on life, and feel more connected and rooted to yourself. So it's a fun mudra to do. Most mudras, you just simply hold your hands still. This one, you get to engage your other senses by looking at the little space just above your thumbs into your palm, gazing into your true inner nature. You can rest your hands back in your lap when you're finished holding the mudra and notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Reflecting on your passions, those things that light you up, that get you out of bed in the morning, that make you excited about life. They may be things that you've put off for a while. Just take note. Bring this into your meditation, meditating just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditation in joy. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.